Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio. This is Pastor Dorothea Patterson, and I'm coming before you tonight with Thursday night prayer. We're going to go up into prayer on tonight, and we have also, see if our Pastor Toxphasia is on. She's the host of Kingdom Talk, which come on Sundays. I'm also hosting The Word, which come on Sundays, but we are going to be doing prayers through the week. Hallelujah. I'm just getting on here to see if our pastor is on so we can bring her on and we can go ahead and start prayer. There she goes. She is on. Amen. Pastor Zacquasia?
Yes,
Pastor
I'm Zacquasia? Here.
Okay, all right. So we're going to get started. Our Pastor Zacquasia is on here. But definitely we're going to open up, you know, with a prayer, you know, just to open us up. And then I'm going to get into the scripture. For tonight, we're going to do a scripture before we actually start praying, which led me spiritually to go into prayer on tonight. So we're going to read the scripture. Then Pastor Zacquasia, he's going to start us off in prayer after the scripture. So you're going to be hearing her voice after Zacquasia. Then I will be tapping in to close out the prayer, and as God leads, at the end, we will be just going out with worship. So I encourage you to listen from the beginning to the end, because I believe that God is definitely going to shake up some things on tonight. We're here to shake up some things. We're here to shake up some things right now. We're here to release prayer. We're here to release the power of the Holy Ghost through the power of prayer. Hallelujah. We believe that prayer changes things. We believe that prayer is able to do marvelous things. I've seen God work through prayer. He said, pray without ceasing. And so we're going to pray, and Lord, we just thank you for being here with us on tonight. You say, we're two or three are gathered in your name, for you are right here in the midst. And, Lord, we believe that you are here. And I believe that what we're praying for on tonight will be Holy Ghost-led. So, Father, stir up the Holy Ghost within us right now, that you speak, that you lead us, oh, Father God. For you know what needs to be prayed, oh, God, because it's your will. Let your will be done. Let us pray according to your will, God, according to your purpose, oh, Father God, on tonight, oh, God, that our flesh will decrease, oh, Father God, on tonight, and our spirit will rise. And, Lord, we trust you in all things. Amen. Amen. So we're coming out of, I just want to get into very familiar scripture, hallelujah, but very, very important scripture. We're going to come out of Ephesians 6 on tonight. So, you know, anytime we bring these scriptures up, it's warfare. Hallelujah. You come to destroy the works of Satan, and we come in with our swords swinging from the door. Hallelujah. We're coming in not to wrestle against flesh and blood, but we know exactly on tonight, hallelujah, who we're wrestling with and what we're wrestling with on tonight. So, Lord, we thank you. So we're going to come out of Ephesians 6. We're going to start at verse 10. Hallelujah. And it says this. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So he's calling us to be strong from the door. He said, be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah, and in the power of his might. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. We have to be armored up. He said, put on the whole armor, not just piece of the armor on tonight. So we're armored up and we're ready. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we're not coming against people on tonight, but we're coming against the spirit that is driving them on tonight. We're going to destroy the powers of the witches and the warlocks, hallelujah. Those that want to play with black magic, hallelujah. We're blowing out your candles and we're blowing the voodoo dust back in your direction, hallelujah. On tonight, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But let me tell you who we're wrestling against tonight. I'm reading this because we're going to pray, hallelujah, that we're going to serve notice to Satan that we know exactly what we're doing and who we're fighting against on tonight. But he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So rulers of the darkness of this world, hallelujah, we're coming after you on tonight in the power of prayer, hallelujah, in the power of the Holy Ghost. We're praying that the fire of God fall right now in the name of Jesus, burning up everything that's not like God. He says we are also coming against spiritual wickedness in high places, hallelujah. So we're here, down here on this earth, hallelujah, this earthly realm, fighting against dark powers, hallelujah, that is being loosed, hallelujah, through people, through prayer, through witches, through with warlocks, with wicked rulers, hallelujah, in government, hallelujah, in systems, in worldly systems, hallelujah, that is coming against God's people, that are being their agents really of Satan, that is coming against us. God saying he want to wake us up on tonight, for it is written, hallelujah. He said, wherefore, he said, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. So he's telling us to stand. We got to stand. We're standing in the midst of prayer. We're standing strong on our word. He says, stand therefore, having your lines girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, in your feet shed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. He said, we got to have faith. We're coming and with this prayer with faith. We know that what we're going to pray on tonight and what we're seeking God for and what we're going to release, hallelujah, in the spirit realm is yea and amen. So we have faith in that. We have faith that what we pray, it shall come to pass, because the Bible said it shall come to pass, hallelujah. Whatever we ask for, whatever we pray for, it shall come to pass. We know that it's already done, hallelujah, before we ask for it, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we said, we're with you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So we have our shield, we quenching every fiery dart. Every fiery dart that's coming our way is falling to the ground. See, that they're throwing their darts and they're coming our way. But God said, look, he said, every fiery dart of the wicked, hallelujah, is falling. He said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, hallelujah, is what we're doing on tonight, hallelujah, which is the word of God. So we're coming with the sword, hallelujah, on tonight. We're releasing the word of God on tonight, knowing that we have power over every power of the enemy. But here we go right here. This is what God is telling us to do on tonight. He said, but praying always with all prayers and supplications. He said, in the spirit. So praying in the spirit. So, Lord, we want to pray in the spirit on tonight, hallelujah, that it will, hallelujah, that your will shall be done. And everything that we pray, it shall be effective on tonight. He said, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. He said, and for me, that the utterance may be given unto me. God, let the utterance be given unto us. Put the words in our mouth that we must say. He said that I may open my mouth boldly. Hallelujah. We want to open up our mouth boldly, hallelujah, against the enemy. He said to make known the mysteries of the gospel, hallelujah, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that there
then I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So we're ambassadors, hallelujah, of the gospel. We're ambassadors of this word. It is our job to go out and spread this gospel boldly and to speak boldly. Hallelujah. He said that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Hallelujah. And beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord shall make known to you all things. Hallelujah. So that's God's word for us on tonight. So we have to be armored up. We're armored up and we're ready. And we have to know what we're fighting against. We have to know what we're praying, hallelujah, against. We have to know exactly what we're doing. Hallelujah, God is saying. And so on tonight, Pastor Calquady, now we know exactly what it is. God has been talking and God has been revealing, hallelujah. And so we're going to attack it, and we're going to deal with it in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. We're pulling these things down out of the atmosphere. We're treading on these serpents and these scorpions right now in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. We're going to meet them in the spirit realm. This is a spiritual battle, God said. So we're ready, and we're armored up for warfare. Dr. Taquavia, she is ready. I'm going to go ahead and pass the mic to her, and she's just going to go ahead and pray. And however, you know, and we're just going to go with the flow. We're just going to go with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And we're going to let the Holy Ghost move, and we're going to let the Holy Ghost use us. So God, touch us right now. Stir up your Holy Ghost right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That deliverance, hallelujah, may spring forth. Hallelujah. Right now. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every attack right now, everything that is coming, hallelujah, that will hinder, hallelujah, the word of God from springing forth and the prayer from springing forth right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a defeated foe on tonight. Hallelujah. So we are going to the holies of holies. We're opening up heavenly portals. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Spiritual portals, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost and the peace of God shall come, the peace of the love of God shall come, hallelujah, through the portal of prayer, hallelujah. See, prayer, it reaches heaven, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to reach to heaven, hallelujah, on today. And, Lord, I think I just feel them already. I'm just hype, hallelujah, as we pass this mic, hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for whatever the Holy Ghost revealed to us on tonight. So go ahead, Pastor Socrates. I'm just going to be coming in agreement with you as you go into prayer. Okay. So go ahead. I'll pass the mic.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God. We thank you for being on this line on tonight, oh God. We ask right now that your spirit would just have its way, oh Father God. We ask right now, oh Father God, that we would decrease and you would increase, oh Father God. Lord, right now, oh Father God, we're interceding on behalf of your people, oh Father God. We lift them up to you on tonight, oh God. We pray for divine protection right now, oh Father God. Lord, right now, we just ask, oh Father God, that you would cover them from every assignment and every attack of the enemy, oh Father God. We ask right now, oh Father God, that you will strengthen them, oh Father God. Let them know, oh Father God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, oh Father God, but against rulers and wickedness in high places, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let the people know, oh Father God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity, oh Father God, every thought that's not like you, oh Father God, into the obedience of Christ, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover your people in the full arm of God on tonight, oh Father God. We pray right now, oh God, that your will be done in their life, oh Father God. We pray right now that you would just strengthen them, oh God, to be able to withstand in the evil day, oh Father God, and help them, oh Father God, to resist the devil so that he can flee from them, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now, you told us to be sober, oh, God, to be vigilant, oh, Father God, for the adversary, the devil, is roaring like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us right now to watch as well as pray, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to stay on our post, oh, Father God. Help us right now, oh, Father God, to submit ourselves to you, oh, Father God, so that the devil will flee from us, oh God. Help us to be obedient to your word, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we know, oh Father God, that the word says, oh Father God, that our enemies will rise up against us, oh Father God, but they shall come out against us one way, oh Father God, and then flee seven ways, oh Father God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, for you said you've given us the power, oh God, to tread upon scorpions and serpents, oh Father God, and you've given us power over all power of the enemy, oh Father God, and you said nothing by any means shall hurt us, oh Father God. We thank you for divine protection on tonight, oh Father God. We ask right now that your will be done, oh Father God. We pray right now, oh Father God, that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, oh, Father God. For your rod and staff is with us, oh, Father God. It shall comfort us, oh, God. We thank you on today, oh, Father God. Lord, right now, oh, Father God, that you are in the midst, oh, God. We thank you right now that you're exposing every plot and every plan of the enemy, oh, Father God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're bringing everything that's done in the dark to the light, oh, God. We thank you that you're exposing, oh, God, every wolf in sheep's clothing, oh, Father God. Lord, we ask right now, oh, Father God, that you would continue to have your way, continue to do it, oh, Father God. For you said, suffer not a witch to live, oh, Father God. We come against everything that's not like God. We bind up every spirit of divination and the works of witchcraft on tonight, oh, God. Touch your people on today, oh, God. Take the blinders off of their eyes, oh, Father God. Deliver them from every spirit of deception right now and manipulation, oh, Father God. Lord, we plead the blood, oh, Father God. Lord, break every stronghold right now in their minds, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver them from the bewitchment on today, oh Father God. Lord, allow your truth, oh Father God, to be loosed in their atmosphere and in their hearts and in their minds and in their spirits, oh God. We pray that the truth shall set them free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said, who the Son sets free is free indeed, oh Father God. We pray right now, oh Father God, that you will make a way of an escape for your people, oh Father God. Deliver the people from every Pharaoh-like spirit, oh Father God, so that they may worship you, oh God, in spirit and in truth, oh Father God. We're praying right now, oh Father God, that the captives will be set free on tonight, oh Father God. We're praying right now that your will be done in their life, oh Father God. Lord, right now we're trusting in you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, to make a way out of no way, to make every crooked road straight, God. We put every situation in your hands right now, every problem right now. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, that you would just strengthen your people, oh Father God. Help them to not get weary and well-doing, oh Father God. Help them to press towards the mark of the high calling in the name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood of the Lamb on today, oh God. We come against every spirit of rebellion right now and disobedience, oh Father God. And Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, that you would deal with the hearts of your people, oh God. Turn their hearts back to you, oh God. Open up their spiritual ears to hear your voice, your warning, your word, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, open up their spiritual eyes on today, oh God, so that they may see the plan and the plot of the enemy, oh Father God. Lord, we pray right now, oh Father God, that you would just direct your people, instruct your people, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that the Holy Ghost will lead them, oh God, that they will be obedient to your word, oh Father God, that they will be obedient to the preacher, oh God, that you sent, oh Father God, to speak to them on your behalf, oh Father God. Lord, right now we're praying that they will give you a total yes on tonight, oh God, and that they will surrender all to you, oh Father God, so that their life may change, oh God. We're praying right now, oh Father God, that they will receive you, oh God, so the generational curses can be broken off of their life, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for total deliverance on tonight, total healing, oh God, total breakthroughs on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, we're praying right now that they would never be the same, oh Father God. We're praying right now that you would just be in the midst, oh God. We're praying that the Holy Ghost would just sweep their homes right now, oh Father God. Burn up everything that's not like you, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying, oh God, that you would deliver them from every tradition, every religion, oh Father God, everything that's not like you, oh God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against, oh Father God, every plan of the enemy, oh Father God, to keep them trapped, oh Father God, to keep them bound sound right now. We come against it right now, oh, Father God, every false light right now in the name of Jesus. For you said the enemy will come in the form of the light, oh, Father God. So we bind up every false light right now, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that's coming as a light in their life, but that is really darkness, oh, God. Lord, expose them right now, oh, Father God. For you said the light of God will drive out all darkness, oh, God. Release your light right now in their hearts, in their minds, in their homes, oh, Father God. Expose everything that's not like you, oh, Father God. We come against the crystals, oh, Father God, on tonight, the astrology right now. We come against everything that's not like you, every tarot card reading right now, oh, Father God, every palm reading right now, oh, Father God. We come against every voodoo dust, every voodoo doll, every hex, and every vex, oh, Father God. We plead the blood of the Lamb right now. We snatch it down right now, oh, Father God. We burn it up with your Holy Spirit in the name of mighty Jesus. It shall not work, oh, Father God, over your people, oh, God. But you said we have power over every power of the enemy, oh, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, Father God. There's nothing that you can't do, oh, Father God. Protect your people. Shield your people. Strengthen your people right now, oh, Father God. Lord, give them an understanding right now, oh, Father God. Help them know that that Satan is real, oh, Father God. But we have power over him, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, oh, Father God, that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, oh, God, that this is Satan that is driving people, oh, Father God, to attack, oh, Father God, to come against them, oh, God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh, Father God. And we plead the blood against every assignment and every attack against families, against households on today, oh, Father God, against ministries, oh, God. We come against the spirit of division and separation and strife and chaos. We bind it up, oh, God. We loose your unity, your love, oh, Father God. We loose the fruits of your spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, just have your way on today, oh, Father God. Have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking, oh, Father God, that you would just be in the midst, oh, God. We pray for restoration for families, oh God, reconciliation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying right now that your will be done even in the church house, oh Father God. We're praying right now that you would just join the remnant together, oh Father God. We're praying right now that the saints would get on one accord so that your glory may fall right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, so that we can back up the hands of the enemy off of our children, off of our communities, off of the nation, oh God. Lord, we just pray right now, oh Father God, that you would put a fire in your people's spirit, oh, Father God. Lord, that you would stir up your spirit in them, oh, God. Stir up their giftings on tonight, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh, Father God, that in this hour, oh, God, that we would listen to your direction, oh, Father God, for it would be the very direction that save our life, that save our generation, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we trust in you right now, oh, Father God. We're not leaning towards our own understanding, oh, Father God, but in all our ways, we're acknowledging you, oh, Father God, as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that we can't do this thing called life without you, oh, God. We need you on today. We need your strength, oh, Father God. We need you to empower us and equip us for battle. We need you to put the words in our mouth to speak, oh, God, to teach our hands to war, God. We need you right now to order our footsteps, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying that you will give us strategy and tactic to defeat the enemy, oh, Father God. Lord, I'm praying right now, oh, Father God, that you would just have your way, oh, Father God. We come against every plan and every plot, oh, God, to attack the children right now. We pull down every stronghold right now. We come against the spirit of perversion right now that is attacking our children. We come against the spirit of homosexuality right now. We come against the masturbation, God, the pornography right now. We plead the blood of the Lamb against it, oh, Father God. Lord, set them free on tonight, oh, Father God. Lord, close their eye gates and ear gates to everything that's not like you, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remove the hindrance and the stumbling block and the distraction that is trying to deter them from their destiny and their purpose, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, deliver them right now from every spirit of addiction right now. Deliver them from every stronghold, God. Take the taste out of their mouth for it, oh, Father God, for the drugs, for the alcohol right now, oh, Father God. We plead the blood of the Lamb, oh, Father God. We're praying right now that your will be done, oh, Father God. Lord, lift the depression off of them right now, the heaviness life, oh, Father God. Lift the stress right now. We plead the blood, God. Cover their minds in the blood. Give them a sound mind on tonight, God. Give them perfect peace, oh, Father God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying right now that you would just hover over the children right now, oh, God, as your spirit hovers over the water, oh, God. We're praying right now, oh, Father God, that you would give them the victory right now, even in this world, oh, Father God. Give them the victory on tonight, oh, Father God. Help them on tonight, oh, God. Build them up on tonight. Strengthen them on tonight, oh, Father God. And we plead the blood of the land. We pray that they will honor their fathers and their mothers so that their days shall be longer in the land. Lord, touch them right now, oh, God. Help them right now to submit, to be obedient, oh, Father God. Help them to choose life on tonight, oh, God. Help them to choose this day who they're going to serve, oh, Father God. Lord, we're praying for their salvation on tonight, oh, Father God, that they may be saved, that they may be healed, that they may turn their hearts back to you, oh, Father God. Lord, right now we're just praying, oh, Father God, that you would just have your way with our children, oh, God. They need you. They need a Savior on today, oh, Father God. Lord, you said you'd be a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless, oh, God. Fill the voids in the children, oh, God. Make them whole on tonight, oh, Father God, in the name of mighty Jesus. Lord, right now we just pray that you will do it for us, oh, God. Do it for the children, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. You're able right now, God. We're standing on your word. We're standing on your truth, oh, Father God. For you said there's nothing too hard for you, that you can do the impossible, oh, Father God. Break the chains right now off of the children, God. Break every generational curse right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak, oh, Father God, supernatural health and supernatural wealth, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we speak that they shall be blessed, oh, God, that they shall be healed, that they shall be delivered, oh, Father God, that they shall be everything that you have called them to be, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the angels, oh, God, take charge over them, oh, God. Let the angels, oh, Father God, go before them and make the path plain, oh, Father God. We're praying right now that you would just shield the children even before school comes, oh, Father God. Cover them right now from any bullying, any temptation, any peer pressure, God. We bond it up, oh, Father God. Help them right now to stay innocent, to stay pure and holy and right. Righteous, oh God. Help them right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be in this world but not of this world, oh Father God. Yes. Lord, let your will be done in their life, oh Father God. Lord, we pray that they will be the examples, that they will be the head and not the tail, oh Father God, that they will be the lenders and not the borrowers, that they will be above and not beneath, God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God, for what you're going to do even in the children, oh God. Lord, you said you pour out your spirit on all men, oh Father God, so we thank you for pouring out your spirit even on the children, God, that before this new school year that they will begin to speak, oh, Father God, that things will begin to change, oh, God, that the atmosphere in the schools will begin to shift in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we plead the blood, oh, God, expose every witch and every warlock, oh, Father God, that is in the staff, oh, Father God, and Lord, we come against them right now. We come against every plan and every plot, against every child that belongs to you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bind them up, oh, Father God, that they shall not operate, oh, Father God, that they shall not touch our children, for they are covered in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray divine protection right now, oh God. We even loose the warring angels right now, oh Father God, to go up in warfare on the children's behalf before school even starts. We send them now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, that you would just have your way on today, oh Father God. Let the children stay innocent, oh Father God. Help them right now, oh Father God, to stand on your word, oh Father God, even if that means to stand alone, oh, Father God. Give them Holy Ghost boldness right now, oh, Father God. Lord, fill them up, oh, Father God, with your spirit, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they will not have no fear, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for they will know if God be before them, who can stand against them, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you right now, oh, Father God. Lord, have your way, oh, Father God, in the children. Have your way, oh, Father God, right now, even in the parents. Oh, Father God, help them on today to be better parents, to be active, oh, Father God. Help them right now, oh, Father God, to pour into their children, oh, God, to speak life into their children, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help them right now, oh, Father God, to monitor what they watch and what they eat, oh, Father God, and what they hear, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying right now
And you would just be in the midst, oh, God, that you would begin to speak to the parents on how to discipline the children, oh, Father God, on how, oh, Father God, to mature them and grow them in the things of God. Lord, we just thank you right now, oh, Father God, Lord, that you're about to do a new thing in your people, oh, Father God, that you're about to begin to change our very lives, oh, Father God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, for helping us, oh, God, for you said obedience is better than sacrifice. Help us to be obedient to your word, oh, Father God. And help us, oh, Father God, to forsake everything of this world for you, oh, God. Lord, right now, have your way, oh, Father God. Have your way, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to just pick up our cross and follow you, oh, Father God, even if that means losing friends, losing family, losing spouses, oh, God, as long as we're doing your will, oh, Father God, as long as we're listening to your word, oh, Father God, and trusting in you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now, I just thank you, oh, Father God, for you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh, Father God. For you said you never seen a righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, oh, God. And we thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, for being the I am that I am, oh, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, God, for being our great redeemer, our great deliverer, oh, God. We thank you for being a great physician, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, for meeting every need, oh, God. We thank you right now that you may not come when we want, oh, God, but you always come on time, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray on tonight, oh, Father God, that you would just be in the midst, oh, Father God. Cover your people right now from every fiery, wicked dart of the enemy, oh, God. Cover your people right now, oh, Father God, from the deception of the enemy, oh, Father God. Cover them right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from every lie of Satan. We bind up every lying spirit, every whispering demon right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every sabotage spirit, oh, Father God. We plead the blood against every monitoring spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every hindrance right now, every stumbling block right now, Lord, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Everything that's coming to keep your people stagnated, oh, God, we pray right now that you will remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now that your people will begin to flow in the things of God, that they will begin to grow, oh, Father God, that their ministries will begin to blossom in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, remove every cancerous spirit, oh God, everything that comes, oh Father God, to create a poison in the house of God. We come against it right now. We pray that you will snatch it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we pray, oh Father God, that everything that's not like you, oh God, every false prophecy, oh God, every negative word, oh Father God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. It shall not work, oh Father God, for you said that we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Most High God. You said that we shall have life and have life more abundantly in the name of Jesus. So we speak to your people on tonight that they shall live, oh Father God, that the ministry shall live, that the baby shall live in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the premature deaths right now, oh Father God. Have your way, oh Father God. We come against the stillborn deaths right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you just have your way, oh Father God, for you're a God of life. You're a God of abundance, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God. We thank you for what you're doing right now, oh God. We thank you right now, and we ask that you would just have your way on today, oh God. Have your way, oh God. We pray that we will get on one accord so that your glory may fall, that we will get on one accord to begin to change things, oh God, to begin to change our situations, our lives, our ministries and our neighborhoods, oh Father God, the schools, oh God, Lord, that we will begin to come against, oh Father God, principalities together, oh God, coming against everything that's in high places, oh God, the judicial system, the police system, the school system. We come against the satanic systems that is set up in this world, oh Father God, to come against your people right now. We plead the blood right now, oh Father God. Have your way, oh Father God. Overturn the cases, oh Father God, in favor of your people, oh God. For you said the battle doesn't belong to us, but it belongs to you, oh God. You said you would be the lawyer and the judge and the jury, God. We thank you on today, oh Father God. Have your way, oh Father God. For you said the truth shall set us free, oh God. We thank you right now for exposing every lie of Satan. For you said Satan is the accuser of the brethren. We come against every lie right now, oh Father God, for you said you would vindicate on our behalf, oh Father God, and we thank you right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you're doing it even now, oh God. We thank you right now that you're turning it around, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that everything that the enemy said against us, oh God, it shall not work. and shall not work in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now that this is a new season, oh, Father God, that you're opening up doors, that you're opening up windows that no man can shut, oh, Father God. We thank you right now and that you're also closing doors, oh, Father God, and sealing it in the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, right now we're blocking the enemy out, oh, Father God. We're renouncing anything that we said that was not like you, oh, Father God. We plead the blood, oh, Father God. We come against everything that we've done ourselves, oh, Father God, against our own destiny. We bind up every self-sabotage spirit, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of fear that was holding us bound, oh, God, and we pray on today, oh, Father God, for you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of peace and of a sound mind. We thank you for a sound mind on today, oh, God, and perfect peace, oh, God, a peace that passes all understanding on tonight, oh, Father God. Lord, we know, oh, Father God, that you're going to do it for us, oh, God. If you did it before, you can do it again, oh, God. We trust that you're going to turn it around, oh, Father God. We trust that you're going to make a way out of no way, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, that you know every need, oh, Father God. We thank you right now that there's nothing too hard for you, God. You're able on today, oh, Father God. You're able, oh, Father God, to do it for them, oh, God. You're able to touch them. You're able to make a way for them, oh, God. You're able to meet their needs, oh, God. Even when they don't have enough, you're able to make that more than enough, oh, Father God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for being able to take what we have and multiply it, oh, Father God. We thank you on today that you're about to multiply some things, oh, Father God. For the people that think that what they have is not enough, you're able to make it more than enough, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All that we have, we give it back to you, oh, Father God. We give it all to you, oh, Father God. We present our bodies to you, oh, Father God, our life to you, oh, Father God, our children to you on tonight, oh, God, our ministries right now, our families right now, our finances, God. We give it all back to you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we ask that you would just have your way, oh, Father God. We put it all on the altar on tonight, oh, Father God. You said to cast all our cares and burdens unto you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said your burden is light, oh, Father God. Help us to lift these burdens that don't belong to us, oh, Father God, to give it to you, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to trust you, oh, God, with these situations, with these problems, with these people, these family members, God. We give it to you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't do it without your help, oh, God. We can't handle it without your Holy Ghost, oh, God. We can't handle it without your instructions, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to keep a godly response, oh, God. Help us on today to bridle our tongue, to be slow to speak, to be quick to hear. Help us to know that kind words turneth away wrath, oh God, in the name of mighty Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you on today, oh God. Help us right now to take control over our atmosphere, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to bind up everything that's not like you, oh God, everything that's being sent, oh God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We come against the plan and the plot of the enemy, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, cover our children, cover our spouses right now, oh Father God. Cover our finances, our ministries right now, our jobs. Cover it in the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray divine protection, oh Father God. We pray right now that your will be done, oh Father God. We pray that we would be strengthened, oh Father God, and covered in the full armor of God, that we would be covered in the blood from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh God. Be our fortress and our shield and our buckler on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you said 1,000 can fall at our left and 10,000 at our right, but none shall come not our dwelling on tonight. We thank you right now for that divine protection, God. We thank you right now that the enemy is a liar and he's defeated, God. We thank you on tonight that the plan and the plot did not work, God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, let God arise and our enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, oh, Father God. Yes, Lord, have your way. Have your way, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need you on tonight, oh, Father God. We need you right now, oh, Father God, to move by your spirit, God. We welcome your spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus on this line, oh, Father God. Lord, blow like never before, oh, Father God. I pray that your people would experience you, oh, Father God, the true fire of God, the true fire of the Holy Ghost, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would experience, oh, Father God, your voice, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger's voice they shall not follow. In the name of Jesus, help your people to learn your voice, oh, Father God. Help them to listen for you, oh, Father God, and not the enemy, oh, God. Help them to not listen to their thoughts, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to cast down every imagination, oh, God. Help them to rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus when he's speaking lies and he's speaking death. Help them to bind it up, oh, Father God. Help them to cast it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, oh, Father God, help them to incline their ear to you, oh, Father God. Help them to draw nigh to you, oh, Father God. Help them to stay in the ark of the covenant where the safety is, oh, God. Help them to find their safety on tonight in the name of Jesus, in you, oh, Father God, in your presence, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, where the whole world is going to pass away, oh, Father God, but your word is going to stand forever, oh, God. We thank you for your word that is the rock, oh, God. Help them right now to find your rock so they can be anchored, oh, God. Help them to not be tossed to and fro with every wind and every false doctrine, God, in the name of Jesus. Help the truth, oh, Father God. Help them to be grounded and rooted in your word, oh, Father God. Help them to stand no matter what comes and what goes, oh, Father God. Lord, we trust you right now, God. We trust you on tonight, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God. We'll forsake it all for you on tonight, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're standing on your promises, oh, Father God. Lord, strengthen us, oh, Father God. Even if we're having a Job experience, God, help us to trust you, oh, God. Help us to continue to pray, oh, Father God, even for our enemies, God. Help us to bless those that curse us, oh, God. Help us to bless those that despitefully use us, oh, Father God, in the name of mighty Jesus. And that's what's going to bring a release, oh, God. Help us to forgive those, oh, Father God, that has wronged us, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to release it, oh, God. Help us right now to be released from the offenses, oh, God. We bind up every spirit of offense right now in the name of Jesus. And woe to those that have brought about the offense in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, have your way, oh, God. Have your way on tonight, oh, God. Let your will be done, oh, Father God. It's not about us, oh, God, but it's about the kingdom, oh, God. It's about the assignment. It's about the souls. It's about us being heaven ready and heaven bound, oh, God. Help us to be ready for when you come, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, purify our hearts, God. Take out everything that's not like you, God. Take out the stony heart on tonight, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, give your people a heart of flesh, oh, God, a heart to feel again, oh, God. Tear down the walls, oh, God, from all the defense mechanisms, oh, God, from all the trauma from the childhood, oh, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, help them to love again, oh, God. Help them to feel again. Help them to forgive again on tonight, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the walls not block you from coming in, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, help them to be vulnerable with you, God, to be honest and open with you, oh, God, so that you can come into their hearts and their minds and their spirits on tonight, oh, Father God. Help them to be real with you, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray on tonight that they will cry out to you, oh, God. Lord, that they won't cry to their friends, God, that they won't go, oh, Father God, and go to the witch doctors, oh, God, but they will turn to you, oh, Father God, that they will listen to you, oh, God, that they will hear your voice, oh, Father God. You can mend every broken place, God. You can fix it. You can deliver. You can heal and set free, oh, Father God. I pray that they will choose life on tonight, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Lord, I pray right now, but if they don't, oh, Father God, and they choose to come against your people, oh, God, they have positioned themselves, oh, Father God, as an enemy against the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and you said in your word, oh, Father God, to hate what you hate and love what you love, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now, you said that you would handle our enemies, oh, Father God. So, Lord, we pray on tonight, oh, God, that your will may be done, oh, Father God. We put it all in your hands right now, oh, Father God. And we pray right now that you would help us to be steadfast and unmovable, oh, God. Help us to be vigilant and sober, oh, God. Help us to be on post, oh, God, watching as well as praying in position, oh, Father God. Help us to be awake, oh, Father God. Help us to rise up, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Arise from our slumber, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh, Father God. Help us right now to stay 10 steps ahead of the enemy, oh Father God, to pray without ceasing in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to back up every plan and every plot, oh Father God. Help us right now, oh God, to have discernment, oh God, to know what is of Satan and what is of God in the name of Jesus. Help us on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to not go astray from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help your people, oh God, so that they may choose life on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for there's nothing good coming out of the flesh, oh Father God. Help them to die to the flesh, oh Father God. Help us to kill this flesh, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you said sin is unto death, oh Father God. Lord, deliver us from the sin. Help us to choose you, to choose life. You said that you would give us life. You said to come, oh Father God, to repent and turn from our wicked ways. Then you will heal the land. Help us to turn. Help us to turn, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that we won't be like a dog and return it unto our vomit, oh God. Help us right now to turn from it, oh God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to surrender it all to you. You will work it out, whatever it is. You will help us, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're more than able, you're willing, you're ready, you love us, oh God. You said you chastise those you love, God. We thank you for chastising us, oh God. We thank you for not allowing us to have our way. We thank you, God, for telling us no, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, for even delaying certain blessings when we're not ready, God. We thank you, oh God, that you prepare us, oh Father God. We thank you on today, oh Father God, that you give us wisdom, oh God, to even handle what you're giving us, oh God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you for being a loving God on tonight, a forgiving God. We thank you for being faithful to us, oh God, for being committed, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for who you are, God. We just thank you right now, God. We lift you up, oh God, because you're able right now, oh Father God. Lord, we give you the highest praise on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that we would be nothing without you, oh God. We know that we can't do anything without you, oh God. We give all the glory back to you, oh God. All the honor, all the praise, we give it to you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, it's not by power or by might, but it's by your spirit, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit on tonight, God. And we pray that you please won't take your spirit from us, oh God. We pray that you will continue, oh Father God, to complete the work that you started in us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you right now, oh Father God. Yes, Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that you're doing it, oh God, that you're doing a new thing, oh Father God, that old things have passed away, oh God. We thank you right now that we're getting a new mindset, a new heart, oh Father God, a new perspective, oh Father God. We thank you on today, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, God, we thank you, oh God, that we're striving for perfection, oh God, that we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling, God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that we all, Father God, are enduring to the end, oh Father God. For you said the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endures to the end, oh Father God. Help us to keep running this race, God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God. We thank you, God. Give us strength, oh Father God, to go through every test, every trial, every tribulation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, help us right now to not murmur and complain and to be content in the state that we're in, God. Help us on today, oh Father God, to know that you're able, God. Help us to know on today that it's all a part of the process, God, that we trust you, God, that you're molding us into the men and women of God you have called us to be, God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that you're strengthening us and empowering us, oh Father God, to go in and possess the land. God, we thank you on today that we shall fight the giants and we shall have the victory, God. We thank you, oh God, that we shall be the curse breakers, oh Father God, that we shall break the generational curses, oh Father God, over our families, God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that these
Amen.
Things stop with us, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that these spirits we shall see
Amen.
No more, God. We thank you right now, oh Father
Amen.
God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes,
Amen.
Lord, that we know that you're
Amen.
Able, God. Know that we're interceding on behalf
Amen.
Of your people, on behalf of our family, on behalf of the community right now. In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus, we plead the blood, oh Father God. Cover the people's mind and the blood,
Amen.
God. Deliver them from the mental illnesses, oh Father
Amen.
God. Lord, have your way on tonight, oh God. Have your way, oh Father God. Lord, let them never
Amen.
Be the same after this prayer, oh Father God. We pray,
Amen.
Oh Father God, that things would have shifted in the
Amen.
Spirit realm, oh Father God. In the name of mighty
Amen.
Jesus, that people would begin to see transformation
Amen.
In their life, oh Father God, in their homes, oh Father God. In
Yes.
the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will blow on them on tonight, oh Father God. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Yes, Lord, have your way. Have
Amen.
Your way, oh Father God. For you said it only takes, oh Father God, faith, oh God. You said faith, by
Amen.
Your faith, we are healed, oh Father God. So
Amen.
On tonight, I pray that your people will have faith, that you're able,
Amen.
Faith, that you
Amen.
Are a real, one true living God. That they will have faith, that you're able to bring them out, oh God. That they will have faith, oh Father God, that you will make a way out of no way, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus, that they will have
Amen.
Faith, that you can heal their bodies, oh Father God, from every sickness and disease, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, increase your people's faith on tonight, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We
Amen.
Thank you. We thank you, oh Father God, on
awesome.
Tonight, oh God. We
Amen.
Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We
Amen.
Praise you in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen. Jesus. Amen. Mighty prayer, powerful prayer, Holy Ghost, fire prayer. Lord, we thank you right now. Come in agreement right now with every word in the name of Jesus. And we know that it shall come to pass, oh Father God, as you empower your people on tonight, as we close out this prayer, oh Father God, that they be more empowered right now with the filling of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that they will go out, oh God, and do what you have commissioned them to do right now. We speak to everyone, oh God, that is listening on tonight, that they go out and speak and do what you called them to do, oh Father God, that they understand, oh God, the will, oh God, your will, oh Father God, that we come, oh Father God, in all power, oh Father God, as you fill your people with the Holy Ghost, oh Father
yes.
God, to go
yes.
into the
yes.
prisons, oh Father God, send them into the hospitals, oh Father God, send them into the mental wards and the group homes and the shelters, oh Father God. Lord, pour out your spirit, oh Father God, right now, oh God, that we may go out and help the poor and the needy, oh God. Go into the rehabs that they may be delivered, oh God. Go into the tent cities and under the bridge, oh Father God, into the court systems, oh God. Send your army right now, oh Father God, to go up into warfare on behalf of your people right now, oh God. Empower your leaders right now. Strengthen them, oh Father God. Raise them up, oh Father God. Encourage them right now, oh Father God. The ones that are fallen, all the fallen soldiers, we speak right now and we intercede right now. And all the wounded soldiers right now, we ask you, oh God, to heal them right now and restore them right now. Lord, redeem them right now, oh God. Lord, pour out into your church, pour out into your people, oh Father God. Keep the heads of protection around us, oh Father God. Lord, keep us armored up, oh Father God, powered up right now, oh God, that the enemy right now may not come against us, oh Father God, and have victory, but we should have victory over the enemy. For you said that victory belonged to us, oh Father God. We even pray right now and cover Pastor Tarquasia right now, oh Father God, that you pour everything back into her that she poured out on tonight, oh Father God. Everything that she prayed for the people, oh Father God, that her household would be blessed as well, oh Father God, that you, oh Father God, would bless her and lay your hands upon her, oh Father God, and strengthen her, oh Father God, that your will may be done in her life, oh Father God. Every word that you promised her, oh Father God, every word that you spoke to her, oh Father God, it shall come to pass, oh Father God. Every prayer, oh Father God, as she prayed, it shall be manifested. No word shall fall to the ground, oh God. For you said that the power of life and death lies in the tongue. So on tonight, we speak of life right now
yes,
to every
God.
Soul right now, oh God, that they may live again. Mm-hmm. Breathe on them right now. Breathe on your people right now, oh Father God, that they may live again in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call in that the backslider come back, the prodigal son
come back, oh God, those that took their hands off the plow, the ones that gave up on you, oh God, the ones that were discouraged right now, the ones that were bewitched right now, oh God. Lord, we ask right now, oh God, that you touch them, oh God, that you bring them back, oh God, that you bring them back to the fold right now, oh Father God. Lord, deception right now, we come against it, we bind it up, and we release truth, oh Father God. We release that their eyes are open and they hear, oh Father God, that they may hear your voice and a stranger voice, they shall no longer follow, oh God. They shall not be deceived, oh Father God, but they shall see, oh God, once they receive in their heart, oh God, the preacher word, oh God, they shall receive you, they shall see you, they shall know, oh Father God, who you are, oh God. You shall show yourself, oh God, you shall show face in this season, oh Father God. They shall know who you are, oh Father God. They shall know that you are God and that you walk with your people and that you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. Lord, you do it right now, oh Father God. Lord, protect the children right now. We come against every curse that is over our children right now in the schools, oh Father God, in the streets, oh Father God. We come against the internet right now in the name of Jesus that is raising our children. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is being released in the television, in the music right now, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we release the power of the Holy Ghost, God. We pray that your army come, oh Father God, here on earth, oh Father God, to fight right now, oh God, on our very behalf right now, oh Father God. You said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We believe that you're right here, oh God, in the battlefield. You're right here in the midst right now. You said with two or three are gathered in your name, for you are right here, God. We trust that you hear our prayer on tonight, that you hear our cry, oh God, that you hear the cry of the people, oh God, as we intercede, oh Father God, for those that are lost, oh Father God, who it's all about the souls, oh Father God. Let us be fishermen of men, oh God. Let us go out, oh Father God, into the world, oh Father God, and that they may repent, oh God, from the preacher word, oh Father God, that conviction may come and that they may change, oh Father God, and that they may seek your face, oh Father God, that they renew their mind, oh Father God, have the mind that is in Christ Jesus right now, oh Father God. Every false prophet that spoke over your people, every word is falling to the ground right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every spell is being broken right now over their life in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you for the angels right now that you're sending out, oh God, and they're taking charge over your people right now, oh God, over your leaders right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus, send your leaders, oh Father God, the help that they need, provision that they need, the resources that they need, oh God, that your will shall be done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we come against every false author. We come against every false church right now. In the name of Jesus, false worship. We come against false glory in the name of Jesus. We come against strange fire in the church in the name of Jesus. It shall be exposed. The people shall see in the name of Jesus. They shall not be asleep, oh God, but they shall wake up out of their bewitchment in the name of Jesus. They shall be set free. Who the Son is set free is free indeed, oh God. Continue to put your word in our mouth, oh Father God, as we speak, oh Father God, that it may not be our word, oh God. It may not be our prayer, oh God, that we may be led at all times by the Holy Ghost, that we would pray in the Holy Ghost, that we would pray in the Spirit. We come in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost on tonight for the Holy Ghost right now, and this power right now, power to change right now. This prayer is power right now. We will see change. We will see manifestations right now. We will see your word come to pass right now. In the name of Jesus, lives will be changed, oh God. They will be changed and delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. Those that are demon-possessed will be set free in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick in their mind, oh God, that is molesting children right now, they will be free right now. And in the name of Jesus, freedom right now from the perverse spirit right now that is taking over, the lust spirit that is taking over this land in the name of Jesus, that there would be homosexuals right now, bisexuals right now. They don't know what they are right now, but God, Lord, I ask you right now to give them an identity, oh Father God, back to the original woman and man, back to the creation. Bring them back to you, oh God. Bring them back to your commandments, oh God. Let us teach them your commandments, and that they may not stray stray away from your law, oh, Father God, but put the law on their heart, oh, Father God, that they may not sin against you right now. Oh, God, help them where they're weak, oh, God. Help them where they're struggling right now, oh, God, that they may seek your face, oh, God, that they may not seek the witches and the warlocks, oh, Father God, and the things of the world and drugs and alcohol, oh, God, but they will seek you, oh, God, for their healing, oh, God. They will seek you for their deliverance, oh, Father God. They will stop praying to false gods, oh, Father God. They will stop tapping into other powers other than the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, Father God. Bring them out, oh, God, of the fire, oh, Father God. Save them, oh, Father God, out of the hands of Satan, out of the pits of hell right now, oh, God. Everyone that's hidden, oh, Father God, to hell, oh, God. Send them a savior. Send them a person, oh, Father God, a preacher, oh, Father God, that would preach the word, oh, Father God, that would change them, oh, Father God, that would change their mind, oh, Father God. Let them choose life and death, oh, Father God. Let them choose life tonight, oh, Father God. They shall live and not die, oh, Father God. We speak life right now, oh, God, even to the children that are depressed, oh, Father God, and that suicidal, oh, I want to take their life, oh, God. We speak life into them right now, oh, God. Send the children help. Send them a savior right now, oh, Father God. Send them love, oh, God, agape love, oh, God. Lord, you do it. You put in the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, for you are able, oh, Father God, and you are willing to do what man cannot do, oh, God. You can do the impossible, oh, God. We're asking that you do the impossible tonight, oh, God. What we cannot do, God, you can do, oh, God. Bless our homes, oh, God. Bless our families right now. Save them right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up every demonic spirit right now and over our families right now in the name of Jesus. Every attack right now on the enemy against us right now and against our church right now. But we are covered in the blood right now. Protect us right now. But the blood still works in the name of mighty Jesus. But we are protected. Our kids are protected, oh God. Our finances covered right now in the blood. Our homes is covered in the blood. Our children is covered in the blood. Our siblings and our family members, they're all covered in the blood. Our church family is covered in the blood in the name of Jesus. In the name of mighty Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every demon got to flee. In the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease got to dry up. In the name of Jesus. Blind eyes got to open right now. In the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that death is healed. In the name of Jesus. They shall see the glory of the Lord. They shall feel you. They shall know who you are. They should know who their God is in the name of Jesus. Yes, bring them out of darkness in the name of Jesus. Bring them into the light in the name of Jesus. Bring them up out of the deathbeds in the name of Jesus. And they know that you would do it, oh God. And we're going to give you the praise, oh God, for what you're going to do, oh God. We know in advance that you already did it. You're already working it out, oh God. What the enemy meant for bad, God, you made it good, oh God. Your church shall rise, oh God. Your church is not dead, oh God, but your church is alive, oh God. Your church is ready and willing, oh God. Pour your spirit out, God. Empower us, oh God, to go out into the world, oh God, and do what you have called us to do, oh Father God. Lord, you do it. Anoint us, oh Father God, for what you called us to do, oh God. Bless our hands right now. Everything that we touch right now, oh God, it shall prosper. Everything that we put our minds to, oh Father God, it shall come in fruition. It shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, the vision shall come to pass for the house. In the name of Jesus, for the ministry, in the name of Jesus, souls shall be set free and delivered. The house shall be packed in the name of Jesus. They shall be crying at the altar in the name of Jesus. Provision for the community, provisions right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus, and it is so. In the name of Jesus, your people is empowered right now to go out there and power with the Holy Ghost, God. Pour out the Holy Ghost right now, God. We can't move without you, God. We can't do it without you, God. Instruct us, direct us, move us, oh, God. You do it, oh, Father God. Lord, touch us, oh, Father God. Touch us right now that we'll never be the same again, oh, God. We have come up out of this prayer more powerful, God, more anointed, oh, Father God, knowing more, oh, God. Show us mysteries, oh, Father God. Show us your ways, oh, Father God. Show us what you want us to do, oh, Father God. Make the vision plain. Make it clear, oh, God, that you are not the author of confusion, oh, Father God, that we will walk it out, oh, Father God, for you planned our life, oh, Father God, before you even put us in the womb, oh, Father God. You anointed us for this, oh, Father God. Lord, you do it. We trust you, oh, Father God. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. We walk according to the word, oh, God. We stand on the rock in the name of Jesus. We stand grounded. We stand flat-footed. We stand not moved. We're unstoppable in the spirit, oh, God. Lord, let us be armored up, oh, God, as we go out, oh, God, that we may not, oh, God, be defeated. Defeated, oh, Father God, giving no room to Satan, oh, God, but giving all the room to the Holy Ghost, oh, God, giving all room to you as we submit unto you, God. We submit our ways unto you, oh, God. We offer our bodies unto you, oh, God, as vessels, oh, Father God, as instruments to be used, oh, Father God, that your will shall be done, oh, God. On this earth, oh God, that people may be warned of the coming back of Christ Jesus, oh God, that they may be ready, oh Father God, that they may repent, oh God, and turn from the wicked way, oh God, that they may cry out to you, oh God, for our help is coming from the Lord, and we're crying out to you, oh God, to help us, oh Father God, that we need you more than ever, for the world is waxing colder and colder, oh God. We need you right now, oh God. We need your spirit, oh God. We need the army. We need the heavenly host behind us right now, oh God. But we know not what to do, God. We know not what to pray. We know what not to, we don't even know what to say, oh God. We have to depend on you, God. We got to move according to your word, oh God, according to your Holy Ghost love. Pray according to what your Holy Ghost say, because your Holy Ghost is all-knowing. The Holy Ghost know what we ought to pray. When we don't know what to pray, the Holy Ghost will give us utterance right now in the name of Jesus, that we pray in the spirit at all times without ceasing, oh God. Lord, stir something on the inside of us, oh God. Lord, do it right now. Holy Ghost fire, let the fire burn, hallelujah. The fire that never go out, oh God. Let us drink of the water, oh Father God, that we are never thirst again, oh God. Lord, more of you, oh God. More of you, oh God. You said we are new creatures, oh God. We are no longer that old man, oh God, but we are new, oh God. We are renewed, oh God. We're new beings, oh, Father God. We're spiritual beings where you live and you dwell in us and you move and you operate through us, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you for that on today. We thank you for bringing us out of darkness into the marvelous light, oh, God. Lord, touch us, anoint us right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. Bless this station, oh God, that they may hear you, oh God, that they may see you, oh God, yes, that they may learn about you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, bless us for the work, oh God. Bless us for the work that you called us to. Anoint us for the work that you called us to. Open up the heavens, oh God, above us right now, oh God. Bless our families, God. Strengthen our families, God. Put a hedge of protection around them, oh God, that the enemy may not try to attack them and destroy them because of our preached word, oh Father God, and what you called us to do, oh God. Lord, put a hedge of protection and protect them just like you protected Job, oh God, and his family. You put a hedge of protection around his family and everything he owned, oh Father God. Lord, do the same for Father God as we call down fire from heaven right now, as Elijah, oh Father God, burn up everything that is not like God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we come as he's making intercession right now for every last one of us. For he died on the cross, and we thank you right now for the risen King. We thank you for you are King, and you're Lord of lords, and you're Lord of our life. We give you honor, we give you glory, for there's none like you. For you're mighty and you're magnificent. You're able to do it all. You're able to do everything that we ask on tonight, and we believe it. because you shall do it. It shall come to pass according to the word of God. You said that no word that we speak shall fall to the ground, but it shall go out and perform everything that it is purposed to perform, purpose to do. It shall manifest miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of Jesus, where this prayer reaches the throne of God. In the name of Jesus, for you hear us, for you are in the, we thank you, we bow to you, we honor you, we submit ourselves to you, we commit ourselves to you right now, we belong to you, we do not belong to ourselves, but we come to you, oh God, we come to you for guidance, we come to you for strength, oh God, for you are our creator, you created us, you made us, oh God, you made everything in this earth, you made everything, oh God, that we see, everything that we don't see, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we trust you, we believe in your word, we stand on your word, in your book, oh God. That you, oh Father God, would do exactly what you shall do, oh God. For you are not a man that you shall lie, but you are God. You are the truth. We think and Satan is the father of lies, and we bind up every lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus that will lie to your people and that will deceive your people. Every lie is being exposed right now. Sheets are being pulled back on the false prophets. We come against the witches right now that has borne up prayers against your church and against your people and sending arrows to people's homes right now, sending spells and curses right now. Every curse is being broken right now in the name of Jesus over your people. In the name of Jesus, warlocks right now is being exposed right now. In the name of Jesus, sorcery right now is being exposed right now and being destroyed right now. White magic right now is being destroyed. Voodoo right now is being destroyed. Witch doctors right now is being burnt up right now in the hellfire right now. In the name of Jesus. As we call down fire right now on the darkness right now of this world, the dark powers of this world, we ask God right now to send his army right now to fight on the people's behalf right now, that you may strengthen your church right now. Send your army, oh God, send your angels right now to war right now against the magic that is being sent right now in the name of Jesus. The prayers won't work, oh God, in the name of Jesus against your people. But we shall be protected, God. For you said the battle belongs to you, God. And these enemies we shall see no more. In the name of Jesus, you should prepare the table right now in the midst of our enemies right now. You should make our enemies our footstool in the name of Jesus. For you should lay up the wealth for the righteous in the name of Jesus. You're going to do it right now. You're opening up doors right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do. We trust you. We believe you right now, but we're walking by faith right now. This is a faith walk. Oh God, increase our faith right now in the name of Jesus. Empowers even more through your faith, oh God, that when we lay our hands on the sick shall recover in the name of Jesus. The blind shall see and the deaf shall hear in the name of Jesus. Demons shall flee in the name of Jesus. When we walk in the room, it shall be peace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, fire, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for a great deliverance that has been released on tonight through the power of prayer. We want to thank everybody for just dialing in, however you want to listen, hallelujah, to the show, you know, logging in, dialing in. We just appreciate you just taking time out to, just for prayer. Hallelujah. And we thank Pastor Todd Quasier as well for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. That reached heaven, hallelujah, that I know that God is going to do something mighty, hallelujah, because, see, God moves when it comes to prayer. God moves, hallelujah. He moves when his people pray, hallelujah. He hears when his people pray. That's your conversation, hallelujah, with God. And, you know, and we want to get a response from him, hallelujah. How many know that it's going to be a response? He's going to respond to the prayer. And so, Lord, we thank you for, yes, you know, pouring out into us and to the night. And we're going to end the show actually with a worship song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're seeing what we're going to go out with. God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty God. Just seeing, I'm just flowing in what we're going to do. We're going to worship him. We worship him in spirit and in truth. He's mighty. He's a mighty God. We'll be back next Thursday at 10 o'clock as well. We're going to keep these prayers going. We're going to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. I think that's what I'm going to name the show, Pray Without Ceasing. Hallelujah. Right now, I just have it on as Thursday night prayer, but I hear him saying in my spirit, you know, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Jesus. I'm just trying to see what he wants me, what my spirit. We're going to play some Psalmist Rain. I don't think we can go wrong with them. So we're going to play Flow Out by Psalmist Rain. God bless and, you know, good night. Thank you, Pastor Todd Quasier, for coming on. We're going to end with this song tonight. We just, you know, listen to the song, hallelujah, and be blessed. And until next time, God bless. Psalmist Rain. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio. We love you.
And let the river of glory flow out. 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 The river that heals the nation. The river that flows from your throne, God. And heal the nation. Let it flow out. Let it flow out. But first let it bubble up in us. While we are trying. Of your glory. Let it bubble up and flow out. Let it flow. Let it flow. many times we come into sanctuaries and we ask the Lord to pour. But we're never willing to give out what he gives. But you've been called to be the light of the earth, the salt of the earth. And I believe the Lord is going to, we're going to do some work tonight, but I also believe that whatever he pours in you and deposits in you tonight, that is intentional for you to be able to release it. Revelation 21, 22 talks about a river of glory that flows. But its starting point is at the throne of God and of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. So it's very important that tonight, for the rest of this night, that your focus is on the throne of God and of the throne of the Lamb. Come on, so for a few moments, just center your focus, you know. But center your focus. Come on, center your focus.
Well, good night, everyone. Thank you for dialing in to No Days Off Kingdom Gospel Radio. I always get tongue-tied. But that's Pastor Todd Quaid. She's telling everybody good night. Okay, we'll be back next Thursday at 10 o'clock. We're going to try to keep this going. God bless. Good night.